Isn't that a marvelous hymn? I hope you pay attention to the words as you sing these hymns. That hymn took us right through the whole story. The birth, the chorus of the angels, Jesus' life and ministry, His death, His resurrection, and the love that paid the ransom for us. It's all there in three verses of that hymn. Well, Christmas. Somebody has said that anyone who thinks that Christmas doesn't last all year doesn't have a credit card. It is true that for many, the joy and the excitement of Christmas comes to a crashing halt shortly after the day is over, after the presents are opened, the turkeys eaten, and the holiday is over, because all that's left is the gloom of winter days and the frustration of trying to pay the bills. But for the Christian, for the one to whom Christmas means more than shopping and charge accounts, shouldn't the spirit of Christmas be more than just a day or a short season of the year? And the question that we want to think about for a moment this morning is, how can we make Christmas last all year? I have some suggestions for you this morning on how you can make Christmas more than a one-day event or a week or a very short season. Now, these suggestions actually come from Woodrow Kroll. He was the Bible teacher on Back to the Bible for many, many years, just retired this past year. And he wrote an article quite a few years ago on how to make Christmas last all year. I believe that he had five items in that, five points in that article. We're only looking at four of them this morning. So that's where this comes from. But really it comes right out of the Christmas story in the Scriptures. If you want to follow along a little bit, we're going to be basically taking them from the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2, the story of the angels and the shepherds. But here are four ways to make Christmas last all year. First of all, keep the joy in your soul. You remember when the angel announced the birth of the baby Jesus to the shepherds, he said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people." That's Luke 2 verse 10. The angel's announcement to the shepherds was intended to bring joy. Joy to them, joy to you and to me, to us. But it's not the announcement that brings you joy, it's the birth. Joy comes from the baby born, not the announcement that's made. You know, isn't that true today? If you receive a birth announcement in the mail or something, it's not the announcement that brings you joy, it's the baby. It's the birth that makes the difference. And if ever there was a baby born that should bring joy to us, surely it would be the birth of the Lord Jesus. The joy of this baby in the Bethlehem manger is really the core of Christmas. That's what Christmas is all about. But you know, it seems like a lot of Christians today, along with a lot of other people, seem to be missing the joy of Christmas. And that's why it doesn't last all year. It's because they've missed the joy of the birth of the Savior. Robert Louis Stevenson once said, "To miss the joy is to miss all." When you miss the joy, you've missed everything. You can't take the announcement of that incredible night so many centuries ago with you every day. But you can take the Savior with you every day. The Savior who was born that night. And really, isn't that the point? Joy, true joy, comes from knowing Jesus in a personal way. It's not from celebrating his birth, it's from having him with us. Joy is not a Christmas thing, it's a daily thing. Happiness may come for a moment from the Christmas presents that you receive, but joy comes only from receiving God's Christmas gift, the gift of His Son, the Lord Jesus. The psalmist said back in Psalm 16, verse 11, he says of God, he's speaking to God, he says, "In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Isaiah reminds us, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. That's Isaiah 12, 2 and 3. And the prophet Habakkuk agrees with that. He says in chapter 3, verse 18, Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. It's evident that even these prophets and psalmists from the Old Testament understood that when God brought salvation, joy would come with it. And Christmas is really about God bringing salvation to us. If you don't have the joy of Christmas today that you had a few days ago, there's something wrong with your approach to Christmas. It's become a day. It's become presents and food. It's become an event. But the event isn't the important thing. It's the person who came who is important. Billy Sunday, who was an evangelist many years ago, used to say, if you have no joy in your religion, there's a leak in your Christianity somewhere. It's an interesting statement. You can make Christmas last all year by making the joy of Christmas last all year. And that's done by inviting Jesus Christ in, having Him as your Savior, inviting Him into your life to forgive your sin, to save you from your sin. With the Savior in your soul, there's joy in your soul. And if you keep the joy in your soul, Christmas will last all year. Well, that's one way you can make Christmas last all year. Make sure that you have the true Christmas experience. Make sure that you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, who is the center of Christmas. Well, a second way you can make Christmas last all year is not only to keep the joy in your soul, but keep the praise on your lips. You know, when the angel of the Lord made his dramatic announcement to the shepherds that the Savior, the long-awaited Messiah, was about to be born or had been born that night, Luke 2 verse 13 tells us that suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. I can't imagine what that was like. I can only try to think about what it might have been like. Now you might think that this army of celestial beings must have had something more important to do that day. There must have been messages to take somewhere. There must have been people in trouble that needed help. There must have been other things that they could have been doing. But really, they didn't have anything better to do. In fact, they never have anything better to do than to praise God for His Son, Jesus. And the truth is, there's really nothing better that we can do than to praise God. So Christmas is a few days past. It can be a big letdown after Christmas. They say that January is a very difficult month for many, many people. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But sometimes it's a big letdown from Christmas. But not if you keep the praise on your lips. Keep praising God. Psalm 148, verses 1 and 2. We read them as our call to worship this morning. And it says there, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. That's the job of the angels, to praise God. It's also something we ought to be doing. I don't think those angels had a short Christmas season at all, because the angels had learned what a lot of us as human beings apparently forget or have not learned, and that is that Christmas is not a one-day event. Christmas is the presence of a person in our lives. And when Jesus is in our life, there's joy in our soul and there's praise on our lips. For these shepherds, this was not a short Christmas season. Verse 20 tells us that the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. I don't think the praise left them. They were continuing to praise God. We can make Christmas last all year if we do what the angels and those shepherds did. We need to keep the praise on our lips today, tomorrow, next week. on into the next year, make sure there is praise to the Lord God on your lips for what He did for each one of us on that Christmas morning so long ago. Well, that's two ways you can make Christmas last all year. Keep the joy in your soul, keep the praise on your lips. The third way is keep the story on your tongue. We just sang that song, "Tell Me the Story of Jesus." Write on my heart every word. Verses 17 and 18 in our texts tell us that of the shepherds, it says, "And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them." How do we make Christmas more than just a short-term event? You notice what the shepherds did when they saw the baby. They're not depressed. They're not silent. They aren't robbed of their joy. In fact, it says that when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. They told the story of what had happened. See, this kind of news just kind of bubbles over. It spills out of an excited heart. And that's what we need to do today. We need to be like those shepherds. You see, Christmas is an event, but it is also a person. And it is the person that is important, not just the event. If that person is your Savior today, as He was 3 or 4 days ago at Christmas time, then there are people today, just as there were a few days ago, that need to hear about it, that we need to tell about it. If the babe in the manger of Bethlehem, if the one who grew to manhood and died on the cross for our sins, if He can change my life and He can change your life, don't you think we ought to tell somebody about it? You know, I've said this before, as I look back over my life, I can see so many times when I didn't tell somebody when I had the opportunity. We need to keep the story of what Jesus did on our lips. Tell others about it. And that'll make Christmas an all-year kind of thing, because that's what He came to do, to save us. Keep the story on your lips. Keep telling people what Jesus did for you and what He can do for them. Christmas is a great time to be a witness for the Lord. But so is 4 days after Christmas, or 2 weeks after Christmas, or 6 months after Christmas. All year long, we need to be telling the story of Jesus. Well, there's one more thing I want to mention this morning. One more way to help keep Christmas. Make Christmas last all year. It's important to keep the joy in your soul. It's important to keep praise on your lips. It's important to keep the story on your tongue. But it's also important that you keep the Savior in your heart. The essence of the angelic announcement on that first night, Christmas night, was this: "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." A Savior who is Christ the Lord. The real issue of Christmas is, how well do you know that Savior? This account in Luke chapter 2 shows us two proper responses to the news. First, the shepherds told the story to everybody they encountered. They couldn't keep it quiet. But they also had the Savior in their heart, and so did others. For instance, Mary. You read that all who heard it, verse 18, all who heard it wondered. They wondered at what the shepherds told them. They thought about it. And verse 19, but Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. This was also a proper response to the event of Christmas. To keep these things in our hearts. These two things are so important: to keep the story on your lips, and to keep the Savior in your heart. In other words, you want to make it both external and internal. Let me explain what I mean by keeping the Savior in your heart. It means keeping the presence of the Savior foremost in our hearts, pondering again and again, over and over, what He is, who He is, and what He has done for us. So often we relegate the Christmas story and the wonderful news of the coming of the Savior to one day a year, or certainly a short season of the year. But if you want to make Christmas last all year, then keep meditating on the Savior in your heart. You remember the chorus of that old hymn? It's a hymn that I really love it. It's called In the Garden. And the chorus says, "And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me that I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known." That's what we mean by keeping the Savior in your heart. Meditating, fellowshipping with him, pondering again and again what it means to you and me, what it means that you have a Savior. So how are we going to make Christmas last all year? One, keep the joy in your soul. Keep rejoicing in what God has done. Two, keep the praise on your lips. Speak it out. Praise God for what he has done. Three, keep the story in your tongue. Tell others about what Jesus has done for you. And four, keep the Savior in your heart. Meditate, ponder what it means to have a Savior, to save you from sin. Some years ago, Stuart Briscoe wrote an article for Christianity Today entitled, "Meet Him at the Manger." And in it he said, "The spirit of Christmas needs to be superseded by the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christmas is annual. The spirit of Christ is eternal. The spirit of Christmas is sentimental. The spirit of Christ is supernatural. The spirit of Christmas is a human product. The spirit of Christ is a divine person." End of quote. Let's not let the truth of Christmas die. Let's make Christmas last all year through this coming year. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ who was born so long ago. But it's not just the birth that's important or the event, but the person. Lord, help us to rejoice in that, to keep the joy of knowing Jesus alive in our soul, in our heart every day, to share that with others, to speak it out in praise and to share the story with others, and to ponder continually, regularly, what it means to know Jesus, to know the Savior, to have the Savior in our heart. Lord, we pray that you would just go with us today and in these coming days as we enter into a new year, that we might not let go of the truth of Christmas, the person of Christmas. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.